Exercise 2, page 162. Speaker 1.
I always thought that if I was ever caught shoplifting, I would only get a warning. For some reason, I thought that since I was under 21, I would still be treated as a minor. How wrong I was. Now, even though I stopped shoplifting years ago, I'm stuck with a criminal record for the rest of my life. I have to include it on job applications, which has really harmed my career. Plus, it has caused me a lot of problems when applying for visas to travel abroad. If only I had made better choices back then.
Speaker 2.
I grew up in a rough estate where shoplifting was almost considered a hobby, just like playing football or rugby. When I was around 15 or 16, my friends and I would meet up after school and go on shoplifting outings to the city centre. We used to hide things in the hoods of our sweatshirts. Security guards really checked there. I got caught a few times, but was just given warnings. Still, I'm not proud of that period in my life. I still think about it with shame today.
Speaker 3.
When I was growing up, I shoplifted once or twice. Just a chocolate bar here and there. It's nothing to be proud of, but at least I wasn't as bad as the kids I see in my shop each day. Some of them don't even try to hide the fact that they're stealing from you. They just grab an item and run. It has become such a big problem that I've recently installed CCTV cameras around the shop. Plus, I've hired a security guard and a store detective. That's helped a lot.
Speaker 4.
A few years ago, I was walking out of a shop when an alarm started ringing. Immediately, a security guard ran over to me and started shouting at me to return to the shop. In a way, I can understand why he treated me that way. I had been doing DIY at home that day and my clothes were filthy, but that didn't give him the right to treat me like a criminal. Anyway, it turned out that the cashier had put an extra shirt in my bag by accident. But to this day, I'm still not 100% certain that the security guard believed me.